When I was dancing on the dance floor, I would leave my drink at the table. And I was coherent, like I wasn't stumbling, I wasn't overly intoxicated.
This is Carrie Lowe's story. It begins as an average night out at a bar.
And I remember at one point, two men standing on the wall that I kind of felt, you know, they were looking at me in a different way. It was making me uncomfortable.
But turns into a nightmare.
The next thing I know is I wake up in an old dingy camper. I have no phone, I have no money, I have nothing. And I just remember, like, I need to get out of here. Like, something bad happened to me last night. Somebody hurt me.
My name is Maggie Rahr. I've been reporting on Carrie Lowe's story for more than 2 years. Her story is unlike any I've covered in my career. Not because of what happened to her that night.
Carrie did everything, quote unquote, right. She reported right away. She called the police.
But because of what happened afterward.
Good evening. A Dartmouth woman whose rape investigation has dragged on for a year and a half is taking her case to the Supreme Court of Nova Scotia.
Her legal team says police systematically mishandled her case.
Meanwhile, her attackers remain at large.
I met with her after she hadn't slept for days because of reoccurring nightmares. And yet, there she was, also trying to figure out how to get this crime solved herself.
I feel like every time we did get a response, it brought more questions, more not understanding, more what is going on in there? What is going on with my file?
Maybe they don't believe her, but they should still be gathering evidence. It's like criminal investigation 101.
And Carrie's fight will also lead to an offer of help from the person she least expected.
You must have been floored to hear from him.
Yeah. For the first time, I felt validated.
When you have only 5% of survivors who are even accessing the system to begin with, that's a pretty strong signal that there's no faith and trust in that system.
And to not even be able to go to the police in order to find out what they've done and how this has fallen apart is really a failure of women who have experienced sexual assault.
Unfortunately, there always has to be somebody, and I guess that somebody's me this time. There needs to be change. I need to keep going.
I'm Maggie Rahr, and this is Carrie Lowe Versus. Available now.
It's not a want. I have to.